Masechet Avot Perek Bet Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Omer. Rabbi says, Rabbi is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the author of the Mishnah. We call him Rabbi, our teacher, because he's the one who compiled the entire Mishnah that we use, and he taught it to the rest of the Jewish world in perpetuity forever. So he taught us, Ezohi derech yeshara shiavor lo ha'adam. What's the proper path in terms of midot, in terms of developing oneself, that a person should choose for himself? Kol shehi tif'eret le'oseha ve'tif'eret lo min ha'adam. Any path that benefits him and also benefits others. In other words, you need to try and find the balance between taking care of yourself, doing what's good for you, and taking care of others, what's good for others. For example, the Baruch Tuna brings down, with money, a person could make a living and make a parnasa and keep the entire profit that he makes for himself. That would be good for him, but it wouldn't be good for others who look at him as a stingy person who's not giving any charity, not contributing tzedakah. Or he could do the opposite. He could give all of his money to charity, and therefore people will think it's a good thing and people will respect him and like him. But in terms of his own goodness that he needs to take care of himself and his own family, that's a problem. So a person has to try and find balance. Avoid the extremes. Don't try and do things in a way that's going to be totally one way or the other, but rather find that middle path, the golden mean that you could try and hold on to balance two different sides. V'hezehir b'mitzvah kala kabahamula. Be careful with a small mitzvah just as you are with a big major mitzvah. Because you don't really know what the credit is for these mitzvot. The person doesn't have the ability to know which mitzvah is really a big mitzvah or a small mitzvah. Since you don't know the reward given to the different mitzvot, the Torah just tells us what to do. It doesn't usually tell us the actual reward that's going to come with it. So therefore, a person has to not put too much emphasis on one over the other. He has to treat the mitzvot equally. The famous example that the rabbis bring down are the mitzvot that have to do with arichut yamim, living a long life. The two that the Torah mentions, v'ha'arachta yamim, are kibud avaim, honoring your mother and father, and then also shilua haken, chasing away the mother bird when you take the eggs. And the rabbis discuss why these two mitzvot specifically. The mitzvah of shilua haken is the easiest mitzvah to be done. Chasing away mother bird is no big deal. It's very simple, and then you can take the eggs, and you get promised long life for that. And on the other side, it's kibud avaim is a very difficult mitzvah to get done to somebody. A lot of detail there, a lot of nuance, a lot of pressure. Person could get frustrated with parents, but he has to respect them regardless. And therefore, we see that it's also arichut yamim. The point of these two mitzvot is to tell us you can't really know or judge the value of any particular mitzvah. Calculate the cost of a mitzvah against its reward, and the reward of a sin against its cost. A person has to evaluate. The cost of a mitzvah is how much money it's going to cost him in order to do the mitzvah. So a person has to be careful that he doesn't hold back in performing that mitzvah because it costs him money, because it's expensive. Because what are you getting out of it? When you're investing that money into a mitzvah, you're getting haye olam haba, life in the world to come, which is totally not even qualitatively compared to the monetary cost or a certain pleasure that a person could have in this world. So be very careful. Calculate. The cost of mitzvah is a few dollars. You're getting so much out of it, of haye ha'olam haba. And also, when it comes to averah, the reward of a sin that we mentioned here is the enjoyment we get when we do an averah, the temporary physical enjoyment that a person gets when he does an averah. Consider what's happening over there. When you're enjoying that mitzvah, the small little pleasure that you get from there, be very careful. Is it worth the punishment and the suffering that's going to come when you don't keep the laws of the Torah, which is a person not getting olam haba and not enjoying the world to come? So a person always has to contemplate that idea. If you think about three different things, you're never going to come to sin. Think about these things deeply and you'll avoid all avera. Da malemala mimcha, ayin ro'ah ve'ozin shema'at. Know what's above you, an eye that sees and an ear that hears. These are one and two. You have to know that Hashem is always around. He's seeing what you're doing. A person may be doing something that's against the Torah in the privacy of his own home, but he's never really alone. Hashem is always with him. A person may think no one's listening. Hashem is always listening. So always keep that in mind. There's nothing you could say or nothing that you could do that Hashem is going to be blind from or Hashem is not going to hear about. All of your actions are written in the book. A person's actions are brought down by Hashem in heaven, and the reward and punishment that accompanies them are also going to be remembered as well. All of these ideas are Dibera Torah B'lshon B'nei Adam. Of course, there's no hearing or listening of God with an ear or seeing with an eye or writing that in a book. It's all to make us understand on a deeper level that Hashem is around and Hashem doesn't forget what we do, and we have to be ultra careful in our daily actions and procedures.